This is a CKTZ News Update. On June 1st, BC's minimum wage rises to $15.65 per hour, making it the highest in Canada. The increase amounts to 3%, and the provincial government says it will help address inflation, currently running nationwide at just over 5%. On rural Cortez Island, there are three general stores, serving a year-round population of 1,000 residents. That population increases threefold during the busy summer months, when family, friends, and tourists visit. Cortez Market owner Bertha Jeffrey says the minimum wage discussion isn't simple. She sees it benefiting some workers, but feels young people are at a disadvantage, especially at Cortez Island stores, where tobacco and alcohol are sold, and anyone under 19 can't work the general till, where all goods pass through the register.
I don't think our business will be affected very much. Very few people, even the people that start, don't start at minimum wage. The only concern I have is, again, that if we have to pay minimum wage for a worker, we're going to want to get the most value out of that worker. And so we don't hire very many kids because they can't do nearly as much as an adult, and they don't have the responsibility and such. And it makes it really hard for them to get employment, especially here, because they can't run the till because it's a liquor store and they have to be of age to run it. So their job is quite a bit less than what a cashier would have. I don't know. I have a hard time with this living wage thing because a lot of my employees aren't living on their wage. Their wage is to subsidize their family income or their pensions or that sort of thing, right? And so I've always believed in paying people what they're worth, not what the government says they have to need to live on, because a lot of them aren't even trying to live on.
Yeah, so you feel that it should be tailored to a merit-based system. You know, people's
certainly, and I think there should be exceptions for kids and stuff so that they can get experience and stuff when they're young, that they're not locked out of a lot of jobs because they can't do them, right? It doesn't seem right. I mean, I have a lot of employees who only work 8 hours a week or something. They're obviously not trying to live on that wage. It's just a way to get out of the house. But then again, they don't take on any of the responsibilities and stuff that the workers that are here full-time have to take on, because they're only here for a few hours a week. So they're not worth as much to me as the ones that I can trust to be here for and know how to do everything.
What do you think? I mean, the government says that they're doing this increase partly to do with inflation, and it represents about a 3% increase from 1520 to 1565. What are your thoughts about just, you know, the way the cost of living is increasing quite a bit these days and in recent times? How can people deal with that? Do you have any perspective on that one?
I certainly can see an increase in a lot of the things, but how do we deal with that as well? Our price of gas to get the goods over here has gone up. If we keep on raising our prices, it's not going to help you guys that make 3% more. You know, like, we have to try and keep all the costs at the bottom down. I think the more they increase the costs by adding taxes on gases and adding minimum wage and stuff, the more the service or product is going to increase, so you really don't gain anything in the long run.
I was just imagining, I'm sure that most business owners have no choice but to have to pass that increase, you know, onto their consumers.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to pass it on per se. You know, we can't just say, okay, this is all going up, we're going to put our cost of all the goods up 3%. That doesn't make sense to me, right? I mean, I have a rate of what goes up, what amount, and that's what I charge. Like, if the price of it goes up to us, then I'll have to put it up in the store as well. But there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's not like we can say, oh, everything's going to be 3% more.
No, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
I
imagine you have to do a lot of math and a lot of digging around to see where there's room to perhaps raise prices and where you can't.
Yeah, that, and like, I spend far more time now trying to get the lowest deal possible, right? Where before, if we needed that, just mark it off in the order book. Now I'll sort of double check with a couple companies, see which is offering it lower, to try and keep the cost of it down to the consumer. It's simply to make us more competitive, right? But you have to charge what you have to charge, and we haven't upped our percentage up. right. since we started, I don't think. We still charge the same percentage for, I mean, it's
your margins,
for all.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Bertha, Jeffrey, thank you so much, and good luck with trying to figure this one out. It's not simple. There's no easy solution, it feels like.
No, I really think there's a lot of good and bad about the minimum wage. I really think, I don't know what the solution would be. Because obviously if a guy's out there digging a ditch in the pouring rain, he should be getting paid more than the guy that's in here in a warm building just pressing buttons on a machine. Like, it doesn't make any sense why everyone should get paid the same, right?
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.